Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Today was Amazon Prime Day. And
but fuck Amazon Prime. Fuck Amazon.
By the way, is tomorrow also Amazon Prime Day?
I think it's a three-day thing, right?
Oh, okay. So somewhere in the middle of Amazon Prime Zone.
Either way,
we have decided not to be a part of that.
No.
So we said, hey, guys, if you really want to support an independent business, support It's The Real. We are out here on our own. We have books. We're an independent bookstore. Let's take this morning and sell out all of our books here in our apartment.
Well, the ones that we had a hand in writing, not just like the ones that are left in the lobby.
It's called Rhyme Book.
Although if anybody wants any of the books that have been left in our laundry room by our neighbors, we will happily sell them to you at a fair price.
We created this notebook called Rhyme Book, which has a lot of original It's The Real material in there, quotes from this podcast, games that are really funny, like the Missy Elliott word search.
And but also, I mean, like there's pages that people can write in.
Yeah, it is a notebook. Yeah. And we called it Rhyme Book, and it could be used for whatever you want to write down in there. It doesn't just have to be like verses or hooks or anything.
No. I've never used mine for that. I've used it to like kill bugs.
You could use it for whatever. And so we were like, hey guys, if you want to buy them from us. Don't go to Amazon. Don't go to Barnes & Noble. Don't go anywhere else. Come to us. We will put them together. We will sign them if you want us to sign them. We will not sign them if you don't want us to sign them. And what we did, like the independent venture that we are, we packaged them all together. We sold them.
Yeah, we killed it. We killed it this morning.
Much like you used the book for.
Well, I killed that bug, yeah.
And so we shipped them all out. In a timely method, they're going to get to you guys who ordered them in 2 days.
Yeah.
And here we are now recording our own podcast, A Pretty Good Day.
We made $8,000 today.
They're expensive notebooks, guys.
Yeah.
So the point being, though, that because we are an independent platform, because we are doing all the work ourselves, it's super important for you guys to support us in any way you can. We love the fact that you tell your friends and family about us. We love the fact that, you know, those of you with websites, post us on those websites. But we really appreciate when any of you guys cop a t-shirt or a rhyme book or a mug from our online store, itsthereal.com/shop, because it keeps us afloat and it keeps this thing going week after week.
Yes. And even if you don't want to do any of that, just sign up for our newsletter. Very easy.
That is very easy. Itsthereal.com. Now, Jeff, here's another thing that I wanted to mention.
Okay.
Last week, you recommended 3 different podcasts for people to listen to.
Oh, of ours.
Yes. Of ours, yes.
Yeah.
You recommended an episode with Tierra Whack.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned an episode with Ari Lennox.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned a Dynamite episode.
Dynamite.
With the number one selling artist, Ella May.
Mm-hmm.
And all 3 of those episodes I recognized were starring guests from
Interscope Records, right? So
yeah.
Not that this was intentional, you noticed that. Yeah.
I did notice that, and I was like, oh, that's funny. And by the way, Ella May, who came up here, had an excellent conversation with us.
She said it's her favorite interview.
Was not number one before she did our interview.
On the charts, right?
She was number one on the charts.
After
the episode.
And so you're saying that we should get plaques.
No, I said last week that we should get plaques.
Right, and I am fine. I'm saying, you said it, you already said it. I am now saying that we should get plaques.
Yes. Well, we chanted it last week.
Yeah.
And this week got me to thinking because the plaques haven't shown up.
No.
So it got me to thinking. I was like, you know what? We've done a lot more for Interscope than just having those 3 artists up here.
Mm.
Do you remember when French Montana was over there?
Mm.
And he released an album that you...
I said it was the best album of the year.
Well, you not only said it to everybody around here and everybody listening at home, you emailed executives over there and said, this is the album of the year.
Well, that doesn't mean that I should get a plaque for that, but...
No. What you should get a plaque for...
is the marketing plan that we did when they sent us the masks.
So what happened was French Montana had a song out called Don't Panic, and as part of that, they had these sort of Jason-style hockey masks that Interscope was going to send to tastemakers, influencers, people of power, including us.
And they were going to send us 2.
Yeah, 1 for you.
1 for you.
Right.
And they sent us 100.
So
there was
a little clerical error there.
Yeah.
100 masks show up in a big box, which we thought was like a practical joke or something.
And then We
got creative.
We ran around town and we handed them out to everybody we could think of because that was the funniest thing.
Well, and we called that trip, yeah.
The Don't Panic Tour 2014, I think.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we documented it and it became this big sort of hit.
Instagram moment. Frank Montana followed us off it. But then...
Well, Interscope did call it the biggest and best run promotion that they'd done all year.
Mm-hmm. And so...
And here we are.
We didn't get plaques for that either.
Well, no. And maybe we shouldn't have before, but listen. I'm saying the LMA thing.
LMA.
And the French Montana thing.
French Montana. That's two albums and, by the way, that we had a heavy hand in.
Let's be clear. French Montana's on Epic now, but... Doesn't mean
no. I want a
that
plaque
we can't
for,
get a plaque from Interscope Records
for the album that we had a part in.
I'm saying, pardon my French.
Mm.
That's what it was called.
I know
the album of the year.
Yeah, I'm very aware.
So listen, Interscope Records listens to this podcast
as an entity.
Yeah, collectively.
Mm-hmm. There are people who work at Interscope Records who listen to this podcast and who have not given us a plaque.
Well. Maybe they're just not... I'm sure they're very aware of what's going on here. Maybe they're not aware of what a hostage negotiation is like because okay. because we made it clear last week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take those LMA plaques.
But you didn't...
We didn't hear back, and right. So now it's
they
like we got to
realize that
ratchet
when you said,
it up.
We'll take those. You didn't. They didn't think that we meant we will physically take them.
No. Now the
we're
bounty,
gonna go
the bounty's gone up.
With... French Montana hockey masks.
That's right.
And get them ourselves.
So LMA plaques are still on the board.
Mm-hmm.
French Montana, excuse my French, plaques.
Pardon my French.
Is it pardon my French?
Yeah.
Pardon my French. we want those plaques as well.
Or is it excuse my French? You said pardon before.
Yeah, now I'm confused. Hey, there's one way to settle this.
Yeah,
send
give
us those
a plaque.
Plaques with the
I will look at it every day.
Interscope Records, send us our plaques. Jeff, on the podcast today.
On the podcast today is Maxo Cream.
Maxo Cream, the Houston, Texas artist.
That's right.
Who is a new signee over at Roc Nation, has a new album dropping this Friday, July 19th. It's called Brandon Banks. It goes very much into depth about his roller coaster relationship with his father, Brandon Banks Sr. So Brandon Banks and Brandon Banks and Brandon Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, we talked about a lot of things, including his come up, how he would spam everybody from ASAP Yams to different artists who were hot at the time to publications like XXL and The Source and whoever, just to get his music heard.
He talks about going down to South by Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
How important that was, how he was ready to steal rapper's chain while
Listen,
he was down there. Not, he didn't set out to.
He would get on by any means necessary. We learned a lot in this episode, including, and I would have never expected this, how much he looked up to Chuck English and Mikey Rocks, the cool kids, for their style, for their smooth ways.
He talks about skinny jeans.
Oh, yeah. Just he wanted every producer to make him a Chuck English-type beat. We talk about the fights he got into. We talked about his family being behind bars and how you deal with that and the visits and the realities of that. We talked about real jobs versus hustling versus, you know, just trying to get by, even just admitting to the world that you are an artist. There's a lot that you hear for the first time today from this really fascinating person.
The Jay-Z stuff. We didn't talk about the Roc Nation stuff.
Mike Dean and Bun B and Travis Scott and ASAP Ferg.
It's a great episode.
All right, Jeff, do you have three episodes that people might be interested should they like this episode with Maxo Cream?
Well, now that we're talking about Chuck English, let's recommend number 136 with Chuck English.
Chuck English, who obviously is part of the Cool Kids. We talk about his days in the band. We talk his days as just a producer. We talk about his come up. We talk about growing up in Detroit, the son of an auto worker and a nurse, hearing dice games outside of his house that reminded him of rap album skits, meeting Cecil Fielder, meeting The Alchemist, going to Mac Miller's home studio. There's a lot there. Great episode 136 with Chuck English.
Episode number 21 with Bun B.
Bun B, one of our favorite dudes, one of the guys who is most important to It's The Real on the whole. I mean, he's been there for every step of our career, and it was just awesome to sit down with Bun in our old apartment. We were still cooking food back then, so we made him a roasted chicken with vegetables, and as I remember it, it was quite delicious. But anyway, we talk about Freaknik. We talk about Sam Cassell. We talk about Mike Dean. We talk about UGK, of course. We talk about Dancing in the Solange video, JJ Watt, Kanye Beats, Outkast. There's just so much there that I can't even encapsulate right now. Go check it out. Episode number 21 with our guy Bun B.
Also, and this is an episode that doesn't really get brought up much, but I think this is a fascinating story.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's an episode that more people should listen to.
Yeah.
Number 63 with Joey Fats.
We talk about growing up a St. Louis Rams fan in Los Angeles. We talk about gang life. We talk about losing his football dreams and living out of his car. We talk about ASAP. We talk about Waka. We talk about currency.
We talk about him wanting to become an architect.
All right, Max O'Cream, episode 263. Jeff, when do you want to get into it?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Party Foul, a.k.a. Howard the Duck.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Dustin Hoffman, a.k.a. Natalie Snortman.
Yo, what's up? Pick it, Max O'Kane. I'm trying to get in with these two guys.
Yes, it's your favorite podcast to waste time with the real. Maxo, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Good to see you on this side. So I think there's a lot of people who already know a lot of your story. They understand that you are what you say in your raps. They know that you're thorough. They know that you really were trapping and everything that you talk about, right?
Right.
When you were really out there, and you had your trap phone, and you're waiting on, like, whatever calls you're waiting on, did you ever get any wrong numbers, any, like,
spam?
Yeah, Carnival Cruise Lines, you know, those numbers where it's just like, you want a free cruise.
I got a couple of calls. I mean, they were for me, but they wasn't for me. Like, I ain't paid my hospital bill, and they kept calling me.
They called that phone.
Like, bro, I ain't paying that goddamn bill. I thought it was free. I thought I had Obamacare, but I didn't. You feel me? It was cool, though.
Do you have Obamacare now?
I wish.
Yeah. Where are you originally from?
Southwest Alley, Texas.
And what was it like growing up there?
It was cool, just like any other neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Playing outside, breaking arms.
Yeah.
Stealing baskets from the grocery store to put in a dumpster to hoop.
You say breaking arms?
Breaking arms.
Like your arms or someone else's?
Nah, I just break my little brother arms trying to do wrestling.
Oh,
nah, not me. I was too heavy to pick up. But my baby brother, you know what I'm saying? Free him, free Josh.
Yeah.
He was our rag doll, so we just throw him up in the air, do all kind of moves. He like the cruiserweight.
And what's the age difference between you guys?
I'm 5 years older than him.
Oh, okay. So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
But then we had Lindo. I'm like 2 years older than him, but he was so skinny, so he used to break his arms too.
Damn. I wish you all had Obamacare.
Yeah. Wait, how many of there were you?
As far as us, it was me, my brother Madu, my brother Josh, and my cousin Lindo for the most part. But like, if we outside, we on a mattress, then it's everybody from the hood. You feel me? Outside.
And where do you fall in the line of
your
brothers? You're the oldest.
Well, I got an older brother that's 10 years older than me. But
he doesn't count.
Yeah, everybody else, his age, he's the only nigga that damn old.
Right.
Everybody else is like, you know, 2 years, a year, 3 years apart. You
right.
Feel me?
So he was the mistake.
Who? For shit show. Yeah. For shit show. Yeah. He gonna be mad as hell. I know my dad.
Do you feel a certain responsibility being the oldest one then?
Yeah. I do. I gotta lead the way. You know what I'm saying? Show my brother them. You know, like, I'm the oldest, so I bumped my head first, so they ain't had to bump their head. Like, gang banging, I went and did that. So my brothers and them, they don't gang bang.
Right.
They don't do none of that kind of shit. You feel me?
So what's the earliest thing that you sort of, like, stepped out on a ledge for and you felt like, you know what, there might be repercussions, but I'm gonna handle it because that's who I am?
Shit, everything.
Yeah?
Like even if they do something, I just get my ass whooped.
Oh.
You feel me? Because I'm the oldest. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Yeah.
Whoop they ass because they the oldest. Like, when I have kids, I ain't going to whoop the oldest ass. You feel me? Because the youngest did some shit. That was dumb. But, yeah, I pretty much got it hard for everything. You know what I'm saying? I had to be the first one to do something. Like, the first one fell in class, first one fell off the football team and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit like that. Kicked out the house.
Yeah.
Normal shit.
When did you realize what your dad was doing?
I ain't know until first time he went to jail, went to talk to my other cousin because they used to be hating this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought my dad had an ambulance company. You feel me? But obviously, he was doing most shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you get that idea?
Man, shit. I used to ask him, like, Daddy, what you do? I got curious. I like, what you do? He's like, I have an ambulance company. And they're like, one day he's like, I'm a rapper. Get in my face. Do your homework. Don't worry about me. And like my teachers, I know it's something because we used to go to school, fly every day. I had every pair of Jordan, like growing up. Like, I ain't miss one.
That's not, some ambulance.
You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
And not because, you know what I'm saying, oh, I want the Jordans. That, like, my mama kept me in that shit. She kept us fly. I think it's because my older brother. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But once he got locked up, that shit went away. You know what I'm saying? I went for 2 for 89 Reeboks. You ever wore those?
No.
No.
bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Compared to Jordans?
Yeah.
Like a motherfucker.
Oh, we never got into Jordans until like really, really recently.
Well, I still can't wear them because I'm a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
So like that was always, a little tough. You know, Knicks fans, you take things personally.
Yeah. Give it up, okay? You guys ain't had a team in forever. Shout out to Knicks, though.
No, listen. We are undefeated this season.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Did the season start?
No. Yeah.
So we are undefeated.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
So where are your parents from?
My dad is from Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Asaba. That's like south of Lagos, mm-hmm. like the main city. He like from the villages. My mama, she from Missouri City. That's like where Travis Scott from.
Yeah.
Where Zero from, you feel me?
Yep. Yeah. So growing up, did you have any Nigerian
connection?
Yeah, connection. Did you
cultural?
Man, hell no. That's because, so my aunt snitched on my father. You know what I'm saying? Told on his ass. Like, that's why he got locked up.
Oh.
So I ain't like my Nigerian side of the family. I'm like, what kind of bitch ass disloyal ass shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on my black side, I done beat up my uncles, all kind of shit, all kind of drama. But we all stay together. Unified. Yeah. Like, no matter what, we a family. On the Nigerian side, it was grimy. So I really got into, like, my Nigerian roots through, like, my friends and cousins. You know what I'm saying? Like, the ones I did fuck with.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, the like my family bloodline family Nigerian, hell no.
So you weren't like into the food or into?
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah,
cause my daddy used to make, like, don't get me wrong, he could throw that, he cooked better than my mama.
Whoa.
For real, hell yeah. I said that shit. Yeah. You feel me?
Does she listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
Probably
loyal
not.
loyal fan Right. Your dad was making like jollof and
stew. Yep. But I ain't never really eat fufu like that. Mm-hmm. Like the well, I tried a bono soup, a goosey soup, okra soup, but they just so, you know, slimy and shit like that, but it's cool though. Y'all should try it. Me personally, I stick to the jollof, the stew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Goat is very good. You know why? Because it's tough, but then right by the fat, it get real chewy.
Mm.
Hey, also, it's the grace of all time.
Yeah, that's true.
Killer
steak. Yeah. When you were growing up and you were figuring yourself out, were you always the biggest kid in your grade?
Like height and shit.
Yeah.
Kind of, but not really. Not to everybody, I started hitting puberty and shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? I was the fattest. For shit show.
It's a lot of goat.
Right.
Yeah. What kind of stuff were you into, like, extracurricular wise?
I was into football, basketball, wrestling. I want to be a football. I want to go to NBA, NFL, WWF, NBA rapper. All that shit. I thought all that shit was going to happen.
How much of it happened?
Shit. Kind of the rapping.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah.
You know, that
the wrestling, maybe not.
Right. Well, I mean, you kept breaking people's bones.
That's
so,
true,
you know,
too.
That.
Yeah,
right, but I can always go back. I feel like they're going to put me on there. You know what I'm saying? WWE, reach out to me, you feel me? I already got a crazy ass finishing move.
Which is what?
It's like the Stone Cold on the Rock Bottom people's elbow. I got a short.
Oh.
See, y'all, like, all together? Yeah. Like, if y'all get a camera, I can show it.
We got cameras here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, like, right. Just completely just move the laptop, y'all. Break my arm. Yeah. Wait, how do you feel about CTE?
CTE?
Yeah.
Corporate thug entertainment.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You want to know what? Actually, yes. Let's talk about Jeezy. Yeah. So, you grew up on Jeezy.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
Was it inspiring to you, or was it just, like how someone else was living their life?
Nah, I mean, shit. It was inspiring, you know what I'm saying? Well, I looked up to my older brother.
Yeah.
You feel me? And, like, shit, around the time I really jumped in the streets, like around 2005,
yeah,
you know, Jeezy was getting big and shit. I stayed by the flea market right there on Highway 6. So I was going, stealing, like, the Young Jeezy Trap or Die shirt, Snowman shirt.
Snowman, yeah.
The DVDs and shit, the Trap or Die DVDs and shit like that.
Man.
Then Katrina just hit, so we were just full-fledged. Like, really, like, around that time, that's when I really jumped in the streets. Like,
yeah,
that's when I learned how to cook crack.
How did music like enter your life before that?
Man, I was writing song like the crazy shit. I wrote a song around that time, like, you know how Cassidy had dropped that. I'm a hustler.
Yeah.
And then so like Jeezy had a song that was like, last time I checked, I was the man on these streets. They call me Residue, I leave blow on these beats. And then I try to remix like blow on these beats, blow, make it. Yeah. It was lame as hell. It was lame as hell, but it was tight to me at the time, though.
Did you make the beat yourself, or did you take
that? Oh, hell no. I was writing on like a pen. Like, yeah. I didn't have no beat. I was beating on my chest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Saying the shit.
And did you?
Shit was so lame, dude.
Well, did you, like, where would you perform that? Who would you, like,
spit
it to?
I didn't tell nobody I was rapping. I was embarrassed. I was shy as hell. Like, as a street nigga, you don't tell nobody you rap. It just happened, bro.
That's like Jeezy, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit and lame to you.
What was the real, like, point where you thought, all right, it's one way or the other way?
I'm gonna say 2011. I had caught a case. I was in jail for a little bit. I got out. And then it was just, it was some nigga. Well, I've been wanting to rap. I just ain't drop a video. By the time I got out of jail, niggas had videos from my hood. There's a clique called FDAB. Mm-hmm. They had videos. It was some old niggas rapping. I'm like, oh, nah, these niggas, I be fucked up, bro. I'm about to start doing this music shit. So I went to South by Southwest, my first one. Like,
wait, what did you know about South by before you went?
I ain't know shit. We really went for some bitches and some weed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you find either one?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You just went down on 6th, and yeah.
Definitely got some shitty weed.
I also discovered School War Q and Kendrick. They had like an open show.
Yeah.
Like nobody was there like that, bro. Just open. Like this back when South by was South by.
Yeah.
All that hype beast ass shit, you know what I'm saying? It was really for the arts.
Before like the Doritos sponsorships, before the Glades plug-in sponsorships, like
and
all that.
All that shit, and before the street niggas started coming. Yeah. Real, he was like, we was the only street niggas out there. Like, well, we was the only niggas that had pistols out there.
Well, when you pull up, are you still afraid at that point to introduce yourself as an artist?
Yeah, but at the same time, this is gonna sound crazy. At the same time, we was on that, but shit, we looking to rob them too, though.
Oh, really?
Like, we catch a rapper, hell yeah. Like, before I was rapping, I like, boy, let me catch a rapper. It's over with.
Could have been Kendrick, could have been Schoolboy.
Nah, I actually like Schoolboy, you know, shout out. He followed his Hooper too, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, because I'm still a fan of music till today.
Yeah.
But, like, if I was a fan of you, I wasn't really trying to, you know. Just unless, like, the only way I take you down, like, let's say if, like, Gucci Mane, one of my favorite rappers.
Yeah.
You know, let's say he on stage, he performing, I'm crunk. But if his chain would have fell in my hand, it's over with. It's over with. All that shit out the window.
Right. What do you do, like, hypothetically? What do you do with a rapper's chain that says, like, his name?
Back in the day, get on Instagram. Like, yeah, fuck ass, nigga, I got your shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, like, then I'm so ignorant, I don't know how much it costs. A chain could be worth 50 bands. I'm like, yeah, nigga, we need $10,000 right now, nigga. Give me that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But if, like, Young Berg or whoever doesn't, like, give up $10,000 for it, then what do you do with it?
I'm rocking it every show. I'm starting my rock career.
With someone else's name on it.
Hell yeah, But thank God my career ain't come like that, clout chasing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But hell yeah, back in the day. And then my manager be like, yo, take that down, that's crap. I'm like, fuck you, nigga. Start beefing with him too.
So, okay, let's go back to when you weren't really introducing yourself as an artist, when you didn't have the guts to call yourself a rapper, when you didn't feel it within yourself. How much work do you have to put in between that point and going to South by Southwest when you're like, yeah, I'm a rapper?
I didn't even have a song at that South by. I didn't have, well, we had music, but it was so trash, bro. It was so mean. Don't even go look at go look it up. It's a song called Cream Click Fresh Like Prince. Oh my God. Like, if my nigga Thru Man listen to this, he gonna be like, no, don't show nobody that damn music.
Is that like that Pop Lock and Drop It?
Hell nah, we wish. That shit was Pop Lock and Drop It went platinum, huh?
Yeah.
See, hell nah.
So that's the one difference between.
Yeah. So did you play your shit for anybody?
So I had to perform in front of my hood one time, right? And I choked, like, on some 8 Mile B rapping shit. You know what I'm saying? I was rapping. And then, like, it was a part where I tried to start rapping fast. And I didn't really know how to rap fast like that yet. You feel me? I tried to start rapping fast.
Right.
And I fucked up. And then I remember somebody in the crowd like, oh, he choked. Look at him. He choked. That shit fucked me up.
How do you bounce back?
Shit. Kept shooting more videos. Kept doing more shows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I really wanted to fight, but that wasn't going to get to, you know. Fuck it. But shit, how I bounce back, look at me now.
Yeah. But at the time, you're still in the streets and you still have that, like, connection to making money through some way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way you see possible.
Yeah, but I mean, I looked at, like, even that, like, I'm not scared to fail at anything because that's what made me.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to do something, I'm going to try it. I'm going to shoot my shot. Like, but I catch Halle Berry walking, I'm going to shoot my shot. What's the worst she can say? No.
And she's going to look at your chain and just be like, whose chain is this?
Yeah.
Right. Man, she don't give a fuck. I'm pretty sure she had all kind of chains.
Did you ever have, like, an actual, like, regular job?
Hell yeah. So I was working at a firecracker center when I was, like, 11 to, like, 13, 14. I used to steal, like, a motherfucker from them, bro. They didn't even know what hit them. You feel me? Used to pocket they shit. Like, they'd pay me, like, $200 for working, but I probably stole, like, $1,400.
Damn.
And firecracker, so.
And then resell it or just shoot them off yourself?
Shit, I just resell them hoes. No. I shoot them off too, but I just resell them, like, under the table for mad low. Like, I bought some Goliaths. They used to go for 60. They probably go for 120 now.
Damn.
But, like, you know what I'm saying? Let's say they go for 120 now. Probably would sell them for 60.
What did you think when Jason Pierre-Paul, the football player for the Giants,
blew his fingers off?
Blew his fingers off. from fireworks. You remember that?
Hell no.
You don't remember that?
Hell no. You remember that?
No, he was on the Giants. Yeah.
The Knicks are undefeated.
Yeah, and then and then he had to take like a year off or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, I got a motherfucking story for y'all.
Go ahead.
Look, it was this club called Club Richie's. You know what I'm saying? We used to pull up. I had an artillery. It was a Goliath.
Yeah.
That shit like 1/4 stick of dynamite. We light that shit and we'd throw it at the kids. And then boom, we was laughing like a motherfucker. Like, oh, look at him. They running this shit. It was a bunch of white kids too. I love white people. Y'all pay me. You know what I'm saying? So boom. So my dumb ass brother Madu, this nigga here so retarded. He lit the shit, right? But he grabbed it from like, all right, so it's a long ass stem. But he only grabbed it from this far. So when he lit it, it lit too quick. And then it dropped inside my dough. So I'm like, bro, get it out the dough. So he grabbed it out the dough. This nigga opened the dough and just leaned towards me. I'm like, bro, what the fuck you doing? Then the motherfucker exploded inside my door in front of the club after we done threw like 300 people. So once it explode, they clap like, woo! Yeah, that's what you fucking get, bitch.
Yeah.
Talking
what?
Shit.
It's like karma.
You know, no, it's not only the karma, it's like Wile E. Coyote shit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So the shit blow up my dough.
You know what you should have done to get back at your brother?
What?
Break his arm.
Hell nah, that nigga's swole. It's different. Like, okay, when I was 3, he was 1. Yeah, but when I was 18, he was 16. Fuck, no nigga on varsity bench pressing 450.
Oh, damn.
Hell yeah. Put a pistol on his ass now.
Drop but dynamite look, on him.
Let me tell you. So, boom, the shit exploded. Fuck up my dough. I just bought a car on Side Highway 6 for like $2,000. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of car?
It was a Mercury Sable.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But I took out the Mercury sign so it like a Buick.
All right.
Because like we like slabs.
Yeah, in Texas.
Yep. So, boom. So, he blew up the goddamn dough. My nigga Ali, he from Cali. He a Crip and shit. Cuz turned into Selena Gomez. He turned into a straight bitch. He was like, oh my God, the car about to blow. So he hop out the car and run. I'm like, oh, bitch ass nigga. So I'm like, my dude, put the shit out. I had to put my hand in up, grab it, and like throw it out. While I grabbed it, it was a piece of hot plastic still burning. And it burnt my finger down to like the first layer of skin, second layer to the third layer.
So I
had third degree burns. And I'm driving the car. Cause my brother, I'm like, you dumbass bitch, stupid ass man, you can't throw the bomb, woo. He like, shut up, I care about us. I'm like, do it, bitch. While I'm driving, he take the wheel and go like this. So I'm swerving, so I ain't say nothing else to him.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this bitch crazy.
Did your brother have a death wish?
Who? I don't know, he don't give a fuck. No. But now he calmed down, though. He got a daughter on the way.
Oh, good. Oh, congratulations, yeah.
Yeah, so I might have a niece.
Wow.
Wow.
Is she going to be able to get near any dynamite or?
I don't know, but man, I know she's going to be crazy like him.
Yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine.
She's trouble. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. She ain't born yet, but she coming.
Well,
yeah.
What about the baby's mother?
Baby mom, she cool.
She straight?
She cool.
All right. So she has a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, nah. She a crazy.
Oh.
B word too. I ain't gonna call her a bitch because that's my brother, bitch.
I can't call my brother bitch.
You feel me? But she a crazy B word.
Yeah. Are you an uncle already or is this the first one?
So my older brother, Jew, he got like 10 kids I don't know about.
Oh my God.
10 kids you don't know about? How many do you know about? 20?
One.
Oh, okay.
That's my niece, Taylor. I think she probably like 18 by now.
So you spoil her?
Who? Kind of. Her mama don't bring her around.
Oh, damn.
That's another story.
Not even now that you're successful? Yeah.
Right. She bet not now. I'm like, nah, nigga. Take her to the daddy. Nigga, I'm not the daddy. And we fucked up.
You end up going to jail.
Right.
And did you think that at that point, both of your careers were over?
What you mean?
Like, you know, any success you had in the streets. Yeah. Right. And also.
Hell no. I ain't.
Well, how long was the bid for?
I did like 4 months.
Okay.
So you still thought, all right, I can get out of here and I can thrive in some form or fashion.
I already knew. I knew when I got out, I was going straight to rapping because I was into rapping. That's typical, though. It take a lot of niggas go to jail and start rapping.
Does that mean that everybody in jail was rapping?
Everybody claimed they was, oh my God, I heard so many flows and so many different beats on their chest.
Yep.
Yeah.
And niggas talking about they knew this and that and did this and that wasn't really on shit. Jail is the number one place where niggas go to lie.
To lie.
Niggas will lie like a motherfucker in jail.
So what did you lie about?
Shit, I don't even know. I lied about something.
Yeah, I'm not a rapper.
Yeah.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So 4 months, what did that 4 months like do to your mental?
It was cool, bro. It was in Fort Bend, so It wasn't nothing to do with chicken on Fridays. We had a basketball court. I got into it with some old nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? He's always coming downstairs and place his chair a certain way because he didn't want nobody sitting in his chair. Who the fuck is this nigga? He could put his chair like this.
Wait, was he sitting like AC Slater?
Nah. He just like, all right, so basically, like, they got chairs. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So
like, that part like, I get. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, he's come out, his chair was always like this. Then I remember it was no more spots. His chair was like this. He still made up his bunk. He had me fucked up. I was sitting in his chair. And then, like, he faked. Tried to call himself, trying to check me. I'm like, bro, y'all be fucked up. Woo, woo, woo. And the boss man came. I moved around. Woo. Then I mean, one day he was getting some food. I was like, man, I don't like this nigga, bro. I kill this nigga. But he an old nigga, bro. So he heard me. Then he heard me like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? So then I'm like, nigga, fuck it. What's up? Bitch ass nigga. I try to fight him. This nigga pulled like, it was like, all right, you ever been like in art class? They got like a little scallop or like some like little blade type shit.
Yeah, right.
He pulled them shit. I'm like, oh, hold on, hold on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, shit, put it up and squabble. You know what I'm saying? He just looking at me. He had his hand up. He just looking at me ready. So the boss man came. They moved me to the old jail. Now, the old jail is not better than the new jail. The new jail, you can watch cable all day with a plasma TV. You can hoop all day. Mm-hmm. Old jail, hell no, it was like Harris County. But it was single male cell, so I could jack off. You don't got to worry about nothing, you know? Because the other one, it was like four people in one, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then you gotta have respect when you using the restroom, you know what I'm saying?
Or taking people's chairs, you know, whatever.
Right, right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I drop one, flush one. You know what I'm saying? The single man sales, I could just be me.
Right.
Dope.
So,
facts.
So 4 months, you get out. Was the first thing you actually did going to the studio?
Hell nah, I had pulled up. I had went to Happy Homes, got a Nick Sack. You know what I'm saying?
So right back.
Good Reggie.
Yeah.
Grape Swisher at the time. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah.
Then goddamn, my nigga Lamarck like, bro, look at these niggas rapping, bro. You been supposed to rap. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm like, man, shut your bitch ass up. All right, I'm going to do it. But that shit really made me go harder. I'm like, because I was hearing it. And I'm like, man, I know I go harder than these niggas.
So who's the first person to take you seriously as a rapper?
My cousin Lindo. But it's because he wanted to rap. He was like, so basically, like, the way we look, like, I was the bird man. He was, like, the Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
You feel me? I was the big boss with the cash. He was the young spitter.
Yeah.
Type shit. But, man, you know what I'm saying? He still speaks, still do his thing, but he the one got me to really go harder.
Mm.
You feel me? Because I was rapping, but it was, like, very Cat in the Hat, ABCD, weak-ass punchlines.
Right. Yeah. All the flows that you stole from jail.
Right. Yeah. There you go. So, shit really ain't get good till I did the cover to Big Sean, Meant to Be.
Yeah.
And then the Kendrick Lamar Rigor Mortis.
Yeah. Well, that's the one that, like, really goes viral, right?
Right.
So, like, when that does super viral hit, were you, like, refreshing the page? Like, how were you, like, monitoring that?
Shit, I was posting it on my Twitter. Like, I used to go to Twitter jail every day. And, like, I used to send it, like, to Two Dope Boys, goddamn Ear Milk, all that shit. Like, that's back when blogs mattered in 2011.
Yeah, now Right, Misinfo, all them, right?
Yeah, not saying they don't matter no more, but shit.
I mean, it's a different time. Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? The Source, I sent to all that, XXL, you feel me?
What was your sales pitch?
Nah, I just send the video.
That was it?
Yeah, I send it.
Post my shit?
Nah, I just send them the video. Then I send it again and press A. Send it again and press B. Because you can't send the same tweet twice.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? To the point where I had my whole clique doing it. Like, my nigga Jay Money sent it to XXL so many times. XXL wrote him back like, dude, we got it. You feel me? So shit, hell yeah, I was spamming.
Did you spam artists?
Hell, you fucking right. Like, every artist. Like I ain't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Who was out of time? Kid Cudi, Kendrick. Cole, all them niggas.
Just down the list.
Spend Lil B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He actually retweeted my shit. Well, ASAP Yams.
Yeah, well, wow. So Yams reached out. I spammed
him and got a cosign.
Yeah.
I spammed him. I ain't hear from him for about 2 months. I ain't talking about hear from him. I ain't even know the nigga.
Yeah,
spammed him.
Yeah.
Then like 3 months go by, he, yo, Maxo Cream, I see you doing your thing. That shit changed my fucking life.
Yo, did you hate him for 3 months, like, before that?
Hell no, because I was spamming everybody. But also, it was either this. You either retweet my shit or when I see you, we rob you.
That's the sales pitch.
Facts.
Yeah.
I had to switch up. Thank God for him. He switched. He like, bro, you can become people like that. And he made me talk, be social.
Right.
Shit like that. Because I was like, shit was so weird. I jammed you, fuck with your shit. But then when I said rap, I'm like, man, friendly ass rap. I ain't fucking with them. And which is dumb as fuck.
Well, you know? Why did you have that mentality? Did you think it was life or death?
Nah, it was from streets. And I'm from Ailey. We're not friendly. We do not be on that shit. You like, if I ain't know you or you know what I'm saying? That's why I appreciate being underground and being grounded, because it showed me a lot. It taught me a lot and it matured me.
Who's the most famous person to come from like your high school, you think?
Who the most famous person to come from Hastings? TJ Ford?
Oh.
Nah, he went to Really Ridge. Who was Really Ridge? I don't know. I'm gonna say Rashad Lewis. He went to Elsie.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamal Charlo.
Who's that?
The boxer.
Oh, all right.
Jamal.
Yeah.
They're the most famous people to come from Hastings. I went to two.
Right.
Then I went to Kempner too, with George Aloka. He played for the Bengals.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Then another nigga, Banjo. He played for, who the fuck Banjo played for? He played for the Raiders, but he made it to the league.
So really the only way to get out of town was to become an athlete or
rap.
To rap.
Yeah. But like, they are athletes. As far as rappers, me, at any school I was at. But I was popular in school. I was popular, like, before the rap shit, I was popular. I was that nigga.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like prom king?
Who? Nah. Like, just popular. Best dressed.
Yeah.
But not as no popular as kid. The prom king. So
I was like a class, like, I was best dressed class clown, so I'm cool with everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? I probably been cool with y'all.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I was cool with the gangsters and the dweebs.
Well,
you know
I was saying? Cool.
So, yeah, man. I call y'all dweebs. I seen your face.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you know, you're in our spot.
You're a little dweebish, but listen, it's cool dweebish.
Oh, all right, thanks.
I'm just saying we were friends with the prom king, and the prom king is more popular than you. So, that's true. You know, it's whatever.
Yeah. I would have whooped the prom king ass. But it was cool. Who was our prom king? I don't know. It was lame.
TJ Ford?
Yeah.
Nah.
Rashard Lewis?
Yeah.
Probably would. He way, but he 10 years older than me, though.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So, well, he was a super senior.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I try to make me feel so bad. But not be the prom king. It's cool.
Did you go to multiple proms in that you went to multiple high schools?
Nah. I had went to one prom, but I went with a bitch. I mean, with a young lady.
A lady.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you've matured.
Yeah.
This is growth.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was older than me. She was fly as fuck.
Yeah. Was she 10 years older? Was she TJ Ford's date? Was
that Halle Berry?
There you go. You're going to let me have it.
Yeah.
But nah, she was 1 year older. We both bust Aqua 8s.
Oh, wow. You know
to the prom.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope. Did you coordinate or was that a surprise?
Nah, we coordinated.
Okay, yeah.
Like, girl, you're going to bust turquoise, purple, and black.
Yeah.
I'm going to bust it with your suit.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. You killed it.
Crashed it.
And you can dance. I just saw you were doing the Duke Deuce dance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can pop lock, too.
Yeah.
I can really dance, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell. Like, Offset, Chris Brown, we go battle.
Yeah.
It's up.
Like, real shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's why I'm saying niggas be thinking like, oh, man, he too gangster. He can't dance. The most gangstest niggas dance. Like, this nigga named Dion from A-Lee.
Mm-hmm.
He would dance his ass out and beat you up.
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of here. Whoop me.
Damn.
Can them niggas with me.
You know who's a really good dancer? This is 100% true. Jadakiss.
Yeah.
Super great dancer.
Yep.
Yeah.
He can break dance.
Yeah. 100%.
Tell him bring it.
Oh,
here, Eric, text him.
Yeah. All right.
I fuck with Jadakiss too. They're one of my favorite rappers. J to the Mwah.
What about
Double Law?
What do you think about OT Genesis's Crip Walk?
Crip Walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the homie. I told him he got to teach me how to Crip Walk, but I don't ever go up to, you know, I go Crip Walk, but I crawl like Bow Wow Romeo back in the day. I'm trying to learn the real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, so who taught you how to dance?
It's just in my blood. I don't know. It just come natural.
Mm-hmm. Is it the Nigerian side?
Yeah, I think because my mama can't dance.
No.
Yeah, I think
she can't
my
dance.
Daddy.
She can't cook.
She can cook. She just ain't fucking with my dad.
Oh.
She cook what she want.
When you come back from jail and you're recording and you have decided you're going to be a rapper, what do your parents think when they hear about that?
My mama was like, all right, you know, well, I'm behind you. I'm going to support you, whatever you want to do.
Yeah?
My dad was like, you idiot, you're not going to make it. Get a job. Who makes it rapping? Uh-oh, son, you're not going to make it. I'm not trying to put you down. Uh-uh. Fast 14 years later, I knew my son was going to make it the whole time. Boy. But, you know, he's just big on education. He wanted me to go to school.
Yeah.
I graduated high school for him. Because, like, my last, like, so, like I told you, he went to jail when I was, like, 11, 12.
Mm.
Then he went back to jail again when I was 17. The most crucial part, because that's when I moved from A-Lee to Fort Bend. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, my second semester, first semester, sophomore year, when I was still in the hood, I was coming from AOC back to main campus because I was a fighter. You feel me? So I'm coming back to school. I ain't go to school no more. Katrina hit. I'm skipping.
Yeah.
I'm serving with my big brother. I'm like, man, fuck this shit. This shit lame as hell. You feel me? Like, I didn't see myself finishing school. So, but this, I was staying with my grandma. So I moved back in with my dad. He got back on his business.
Your grandma on which side?
On my mama's side, the black side. I'm real tight-knit with my black family.
Yeah.
So, boom. So I moved back in with him. Shit different. At this time, pistol packing. I'm serving. He can't really tell me shit. You feel me? Bumping heads on, like, some big ego shit.
Yeah.
He telling me to, ooh. I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. I'm talking to him crazy. I'm talking to him how, like, white boys talk to their dads.
Not these white boys. Like,
yeah.
Well, not y'all.
Yeah. We are good Jewish boys. Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Nice tweet.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We getting into it just because our shit clashing. You know what I'm saying? He talking to me like that, so I'm talking to him like that. You feel me? Shit like that. But I stuck through. I got through my sophomore year. Went to summer school. Got kicked out of summer school for fighting.
Mm.
Then I had to go to the second part of summer school. I got in another fight. But the principal was so cool with my mama, and she wanted me to win. She just passed me.
Mm.
So now this time is
shout
my
out to her.
Yeah, shout out Miss Lewis.
Yeah.
She a real one, for real, for real.
Yeah.
I was spending a lot of money fucking it up.
Man.
You know, junior year, it was cool. I got into the school. I passed all my shit. Not A's, I'm passing. I'm still doing high school. You know what I'm saying? So I made a transformation from street nigga to back to regular school kid.
That's got to be tough, though.
Yeah. I actually got a job, too. I saw a set of dope for a little bit. I worked at Food Town. And I worked at Panera Bread washing dishes.
Well, how did you feel having like a real job?
It was, man, it didn't matter to me. Like, I wanted Jordans. Like, I went from, like, you know what I'm saying? I actually got on my sneakerhead shit because in A-Leaf, I was rocking fakes. I was at the flea market with see-through forces.
Yeah.
See-through Jordans, all the fake shit. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
The Gucci print. Yep. Yeah.
But like, that was cool though, because everybody in the hood was doing it. But when you go to suburbs, that shit ain't cool. They laughing at me. I beat a nigga up at AMC 24 for saying my shoes is fake.
Mm.
Like, bitch ass nigga, my shoes ain't fake, but my shoes is
really
they
were fake.
They were fake as fuck.
Yeah.
Guess what's crazy? I had a shirt that said, "Your Jordans are fake." and I had some see-through forces. You feel me? But yeah, so with me having a love for shoes, you know what I'm saying? I got a job, you know what I'm saying? With that job, having like a love for shoes, I bumped into my big cousin, Big Steve. They was hitting licks. They was robbing Asians. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't believe in banks. You feel me? So so they was going to hit in the safes. He just had me driving. So then I heard his partner in the back. He talking about just one nigga that got all these shoes and shit. So I called my nigga GD Corey like, man, bro, they talking about I'm a young nigga. I can't hit the lick. I got a lick for us. We broke in the house. The nigga wore size 12. When I talk about he had Mork and Mindy's, MF Doom, SB's, Bread 11's, all that. I hit him for all them shoes. All I'm set. You know what I'm saying?
How quickly did you get out with all those shoe boxes?
Easy. Yeah. We took a sheet, tied it up.
Yeah.
Boom.
Like Santa Claus.
Hell yeah. I didn't even keep the shoe boxes.
Like Canal Street.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Like, fuck them shoe boxes. We hit for that. Boom. I bust out some of the shoes with him. He couldn't fit them anyways. He wasn't tripping.
Yeah. You know,
he take like the PlayStation and shit like that. I didn't want that shit. I just took the shoes. Then from there, I started Cream Click. So my name went from Max OC to Max O Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. But during that time, then that's when my dad went back to jail. So I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, how the fuck I'm supposed to finish school? Because I ain't going to fuck about school. I'm doing it for him.
Were you mad at him for going back to jail?
Hell no. I be mad at the laws.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not mad at him because now the first time I understand, I'm like a real kid.
Yeah, 11,
kid.
12. Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? At this point, I'm 17. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I know what the fuck going on. You hear me? So I'm like, shit, he got to do what he got to do.
Yeah.
I told my mama, too, I got to do what I got to do. I start working at Panera Bread. I start back hustling because it got real hard for her. Like, now we older.
Yeah.
You feel me? And the reason why I say she can't cook because she can't really afford it. Like, we couldn't afford it. We had, like, food stamps and shit. We eating fish sticks.
Yep.
We eating goddamn macaroni and shit, but we in the suburbs. She can't afford the house. I'm like, let's just move back to A-Leaf. She's like, hell no, because she know where.
Yeah, you know what that means. Saying? Yeah.
And you're the oldest. You're the man of the house now.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
With your dad away, was he one of those guys who was like, I don't want you to see me behind bars, I don't want you to visit me? Or was he like, I need that connection, please come visit?
Man, I used to go visit him.
Yeah,
I used to go visit him. I used to hide my tattoos, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, he didn't want you to get tattoos.
Man, he knew I had tattoos though.
Mm-hmm.
He knew I had it. Like, me, I'm not the kind of hiding type nigga. My mama wanted me to. I showed him.
Mm-hmm. Where were the tattoos? On your arms?
But like, they was up here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, so, you know, like Kevin Durant like had, like, underneath
but
the...
My baby brother, Madu, I'm 17. He 15. I don't think he was 15 yet. I think he was 14, turning 15. He had a full sleeve. Like, this nigga hit the fuck up.
This is the-
So, my mama, like, y'all just had to... I told him about mine, but I never read out my little brother.
Did he walk in with like a cast like on his arm?
Hell like, nah, he had like a little hoodie on. My dad like, it is hot as hell, man. What are you doing right here, man, with this long sleeve on? You feel me?
So you visit him. What'd you think? Like, were you like, this is just what life is? Like,
nah, because see, my older brother, he was doing time in B-ville. He's guard of the West.
Yeah.
So we just go visit him.
How far away
him.
Is that?
That's like 3 hours, about 3-4 hours.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's a long drive.
Hell,
that's a trip.
Yeah. So he was doing time out there. So we used to go visit him. We had to go get all the quarters. My mama jamming Yolanda Adams and shit like that.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
On the way. But my dad was in the feds. So you ever been to visitation in the feds?
No.
It's the shit. I don't even brag about no visitation, but you could, what? Just iPods, it's real food. You eating burgers. You know, to go visit my brother, we eating Twix, Snickers, hella sodas, honey buns. My dad, we in the burgers. I'm talking about fries. You feel me? They got like a little center to go play with your kids that you can play the game and shit like that.
How long do you get with them?
We got some time, dude, like an hour damn near.
All right.
Contact visit too.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Like only family get contact visit.
Right.
Like
right.
If you're not family, I talk to them through
the glass. Through the yeah. So your dad was behind bars for how long?
The first time I think he did like 4. Second time like 3.5.
Did he get moved around?
Nah, I think he was just in Beaumont.
Yeah.
He probably did get moved around, but it was so,
you
know what I'm saying, long ago. But yeah, but I know he's in the federal penitentiary in Beaumont.
Hey guys, it's Jeff here from the podcast. Also, Eric is here too.
What's up?
And we are sold out of all of our rhyme books.
What are we going to do, Jeff?
We are going to sell out all of our mugs.
It's time to sell some mugs.
We've got 10 mugs left. Go to itsthriller.com, buy those 10 mugs now. I don't care if it's one person. I don't care if it's 10 people. I don't care if it's 20 people and it's a share mug. Go to itsthriller.com. Let's buy up these mugs today. I want them out of my apartment.
Here's the problem. We need room to put up our plaques. Mugs are taking up too much space.
Too many mugs.
Itsthereal.com/shop is where you go. Buy those mugs.
Today.
Now getting back to South by Southwest, you go there, you see like actual rappers performing. Did you think that at that point you could be on a stage?
Hell yeah. I got inspired like a motherfucker.
Yeah?
South by Southwest changed my life.
Who did you meet that like pushed you in a different direction?
I met Wiz and Chevy Woods.
Wow.
I met Big Crit.
Wow.
Wait, how did you meet them?
The Cool Kids.
Oh yeah, oh,
such good guys.
They one of my. I look up to them niggas.
Yeah,
like Mikey and Chuck.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
best
they
guys.
They reason why I was on skinny jeans earlier.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Cause like when I moved from the hood, like niggas was, we was on fake bape and fake shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne hustling music.
Yeah.
By the time I moved to Fort Bend, I was jamming Cool Kids. I was jamming Kid Cudi on. I was jamming Pac Deal.
Yeah.
I was a sneakerhead.
Yeah.
Like I went from a crip to a sneakerhead, but I was still a crip. But I was full fledged, like, man, I'm about to fuck with this shit right now. I'm gonna fuck with this sneaker shit. Start this click shit. And right after I graduated, boom, we got in the beef. So like the click shit turned straight into gang shit.
Oh.
So it was still Maxo Cream, but a lot of Maxo C came back. So while I'm beefing with these niggas, I'm going back to A Leaf. You know what I'm saying? I'm grabbing my bro, Lil Jordan. I'm grabbing J Money and shit. Like, look, bro, these niggas out here in Mo City think that they, we gonna come show them what A-League bought. And from there, just, since like, I've been in a war from 2008 until, I think it's over with now.
And you couldn't That's go to good. Mo City back for that?
Shit, I went. There's not no place I couldn't go. Now, there's places I shouldn't go.
Where we at?
Yeah. Can't nobody stop me from going nowhere. We pulling up regardless, especially for them. It is, bro. It was the bitches. Cause they gonna come to our hood. They was coming to our parties too.
Yeah,
getting beat up, flushed, all that. But they know it's gonna be live. And it's gonna be some bitches. So boom, we going to that shit. We fucking up shit, terrorizing shit. You feel me?
Throwing dynamite, blowing off fingers.
Oh nah, we was throwing not dynamite. We was throwing bullets at shit.
Yeah.
You
know? So in terms of your music, were you inspired by the types of beats that like you know Chuck English would make?
Yes, I go to every producer and be like, I want Chuck English type beat. I want Chuck English type drums.
Real like
even to this day.
Yeah. Sparse. Bare, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Minimal hell, shit. Yeah.
Did you find beats like on YouTube or anything or SoundCloud or?
Hell yeah.
Sorry. Back to the skinny jeans thing. You're a bigger guy.
Right.
How hard was it to get skinny jeans for a bigger guy?
Look, let me tell you. So my senior year, like I don't know what happened. Like I just lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know what
Were
I'm saying?
Were you sick?
Now I was smoking weed. Like I started back smoking weed.
But, all just, like, but it wasn't like heroin.
Oh hell no! Nah. I smoke dog food, man. Scooby snacks. Hell no! Nah. But I was just smoking weed, thugging. My mama wasn't cooking like that. We ain't had, you know, I'm eating noodles and shit. Like I already lost a lot of fucking weight. I went from like 330 pounds to like 250.
Damn.
Wow. Hell yeah!
Fighting
so then,
shape.
So look, this is how I realized. First, all my clothes is getting too baggy. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking slouchy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing fit. I'm looking slouchy. I'm like, damn, what my shit like this? My little brother them had skinny jeans. I just had to go to Walmart and buy Rustlers. Because I couldn't fit them. You know what I'm saying? Like 501s and shit.
Yeah.
So my brother had like some burgundy skinny jeans. I was playing one day and put them on. I'm like, let me see. I'm like, oh, shit, I could fit them? It was over with. It was over with. You feel me?
Did you ever do anything like Wiz did with his hair?
What do you mean? Hell nah. I don't dye like my hair.
A streak or anything?
Yeah.
Man, I don't do none of that.
Nah.
I don't do none. I got some waves, but I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but nah. But then I gained the weight back sipping drink.
That's what happens.
Because I got on drink heavy like when I turned 20.
Yeah.
Like a motherfucker. I was on drink like every day for like the age of 20, 23. I sipped a deuce and popped like two Xans a day.
Every day? So you just missed every day?
Nah, I was trapping. But like, if I ain't had no work, I'm about to stay up. I'm about my money. I'm going to pop a Xanax. Go to sleep. By the time I wake up, the plug going to be ready.
Mm. How'd that affect your creativity?
Man, it made it better.
Really?
It made it better than a motherfucker. But it took me like a year and a half to put out my first album. And I been had the songs done.
Yeah.
But I was so busy trapping. Like one foot in, one foot out, you know.
So who are some of the like Houston artists that you really fucked with at the time who fucked with you?
Shit, Travis Scott, that nigga brought ASAP Ferg to my house. Wow. He brought Ferg to my trap. I ain't serve him or nothing. I just showed him Drake. He never seen Drake before. I'm like, bro, you got a song called Kissing Pink. You never seen Drake? He like, nah, bro, I'm just, you know, I fuck with the culture. Woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? So Travis is fucking with me. Him and Jason, his nigga named OG Chess, he used to rap with.
Yeah.
So they were fucking with me. You know Fat Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fat Tony was fucking with me. Yeah. There you go. Wasn't nobody really fucking with us at first. They was scared, bro. Like, we used to come in like 100 deep, 150 deep. Young niggas, like, niggas was literally scared of us. I remember
to other people's shows, too?
Who, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Cause they heard about what the fuck I was doing in the street.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, I'm not about to come up here and beat y'all niggas up. Like, I really want this rap shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
I remember I was on tour with Chief Keef, and they would let me perform in Houston and say that I excite gang rides.
So how do you get around that? Do you do shit. Like pop-ups of good your
big
own?
Man, fake kissing ass. Had to go to these, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Yeah. But what really got me, the crazy shit is, this is the crazy shit. You know what really got me accepted into like the Warehouse Live?
What's that?
I got in a big ass fight. I did like the Flatbush Zombie, like Beast Coast had like some shit.
Yeah.
And I went in them. Me and my nigga Ike. And I see some nigga that was talking shit online. I start beating his ass, like off the road. No. I walked up, you know what I'm saying? I dat one nigga up. I'm high. I ain't realize who it was. He like, oh, what's up, bro? My name is EDF. What's up? I'm like, you nigga that was talking shit online? He's like, yeah. I slapped his hand. He like, what? Then I slapped him. Boom! Not just glad. Like, that's the kind of nigga I was back in the day. I had to slap your bitch ass because you a bitch.
Yeah.
So I slapped that bitch. Boom! He's like, oh, yeah, for real? I'm like, bet. We walk in. I'm minding my business. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
He like, Maxo, so what's up? I'm like, this peeing on you. I'm like, nigga, you calling me up? What's up? So I look, boom. Then two messages come with him. I'm like, that's it? Then two more messages come. Like, little brain, no hoe. Woo, woo. He got closer to me. I caught him. Ike was sending me the chill. I caught him. Boom, 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 boom. We rumbling. Boy, the messes got to jump the shot up. We're not really jumping this. We fighting, and they hitting me. Like, I ain't hit the ground and get stumped out of nothing. Like, I can handle him. I'm in there like Jackie Chan. for real, though. Boom. But then I look up. I see my nigga Ike getting jumped. So I just run over there, throw a punch. Boom. When I throw that one punch, drop that nigga, that's when they really got on our ass. Then nigga bust my lip. Nigga caught me one. Boom, bust my lip. So at first I'm fighting like this. He bust my lip. I'm like, bitch, 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 bitch. I'm like, bro, what jumped me? I'm like, these niggas are really peons though. Like a mark in a park, a square from Delaware. Like he don't rock like this, bro. Right. So I'm like, babe, take me to the car. Take me to the car, bro. I pull into the car. I cock the gun. I'm like, hey, where EDF at? One nigga start talking shit. I think it was one of the Mexicans. He like, ooh, I up the pistol. Like, tell him Max O'Kreen gonna kill him, nigga. On crib, I don't give a fuck. When I see you, I'ma kill you. I get a call from the owner of Warehouse Live. He like, you know what, Maxo? Usually, I ban people like that forever, bro. But I see you, bro. You trying. And it's hard, and I'm from the streets, too.
Wow.
So,
wow.
But now when you come through the back, leave the pistol at home. Like, the police, the police are looking for us, all that shit. You feel me? R.I.P. L.A. He a real nigga.
Yo, how dope is that?
Real.
That's unheard of.
Right.
So now you're in.
Yeah, I'm in.
And what is the first show at Warehouse Live like for you?
It was cool. I mean, I've been doing shows because I was selling like, they couldn't deny me, bro. Like, I opened up for Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? I think I sold like 600 tickets. And like, I'm one of like the bootleg openers. Like, like, okay, you rap real quick. And once you come, take your ass to the front. You can't stay backstage. Like, opener. Niggas was not doing that. But the thing is, they were so slow. Houston was so old. And like, look, they had like these little fire rappers. I ain't going to say their name that they thought was going to blow. They didn't. They was dick riding them niggas. But really, I'm doing more units in the streets than all of them. I'm using YouTube. Niggas ain't really using YouTube. Like, niggas like, it was a little lame-ass rapper. He got like 15,000 views in 1 year. My first video with me and Linda, we got 160,000 views in 1 year. Damn. But they still denying the time players like Lil Bros and shit. It really took us doing our shit and other people outside of Houston coming in, because that's when the internet was real cracking. That's when like A$AP started hitting us up, Joey Badass hitting us up. Mm-hmm. Now they want to ride our dick. Now you want to be on our dick because you see other people outside the city fucking with us. You feel me? But then at first, you know what I'm saying, you didn't want to do it. So you know what I'm saying?
Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't pop overnight. I put in work.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
When you were on tour with Chief Keef, how much interaction did you actually have with him?
So the first show, we ain't really talk. We seen them niggas seen us. We looked, like I said, I don't be on that friendly shit. I'm like, man, whatever. It's cool, boom. Then we had a show in Austin. And like, we had our section, but they had like a back room section and the glass, they could see the stage. We rocked that shit. When I'm talking about rocked it, we rocked that shit. So after we rocked it, his bodyguard came up to me. On BD, folk, we fucking with y'all niggas. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Me, you know, I'm a hustler. I had, shout out Jay Malone. She was like my assistant slash manager at the time. And like, she a bitch. I mean, she's a lady. Okay, she's a bad bitch.
Yeah.
She's a bad bitch.
Bad lady. Yeah.
Right. So then she walked in, you know what I'm saying? She was like, yo, y'all need some weed? Woo woo. She took me in there to make the play. I made the play. You know what I'm saying? They was fucking with me. Like, since then, they bought weed from me. They were fucking with me since then. Mm. Shout out Sosa, man.
Who were some of the, like, OGs who really took a liking to you? Like,
yeah, because it couldn't have been only just, like, young kids who were fucking with you. Bun B.
Shout out to Bun B. That's our guy.
He had me autograph his Supreme dunks.
Wow. That had to mean something to you.
Hell yeah. I was like, he crazy as hell. Autograph. I don't give a fuck. Like,
on the toe?
Nah, like, on the side.
Wow.
Like before Virgil dropped his shit and, like not Virgil do it.
Yeah.
Just like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So like how you took different flows from people in jail.
Right.
Virgil took that from. Yeah.
So what do you think?
Look, dude, just because the Knicks undefeated, I mean, you gotta come after me. All right.
So what do you think? Like, listen, the Rockets are doing, like, you know, they're falling apart. Come over to the Knicks side.
That is really true.
Yeah.
It's Chris Paul's fault.
Yo.
Isn't everything?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. I'm all for Harden. Whatever Harden won, Harden gets.
Yeah. Could have almost got MVP. So Bun takes a liking to you. Mike Dean gets involved in your life.
Mike Dean got involved in my life a year ago.
Yeah.
But he been rocking with me, though.
Yeah. But those are guys who are like real Houston legends.
Real legends.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think that they saw within your music and your musicality that really spoke to them?
Bun B was like the realness, the real authentic street. Like, he was like, he was amazed at how, like, I'm a real authentic street nigga, but I'm in Supreme and I got white fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he like, man, that's crazy. Like, he never seen nothing like that. Because I spit nothing but street shit. But white boys love it.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's dope. And then, like, I guess they ain't really had, like, no artists like that at the time coming out of Houston. No, Travis is doing this thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what
but
I'm saying?
Different lane.
But even thing with him, he was killing shit, but they wasn't really recognized. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now they got to understand. Now they got to accept the wiggers. We the wiggers. We the white niggas.
So... growing up in Houston, there is this like identity that existed, right? You have like the slabs, you have like the bar, you have the grills, you got all this really, you know, Houston typical stuff. Like, you want to rap, that's how you look. You came in it totally different.
Yeah, no candy paint.
No.
Yeah.
You or maybe, I don't know. Maybe
not. Nah, Matt Black Rover. Yeah. Matt Black Rover.
But, you know, skinny jeans, you're rapping real street shit. You're doing it differently. Did you have any reservations about doing it that way? Or did people try to shift you and move you in a different way?
I mean, at the time I was a young nigga. So they didn't understand that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like the young way. That's how we was all rocking. Like, the jerk movement was in and shit like that. Yep. I wasn't no jerker. I can, though. Niggas want to battle.
Mm-hmm. Once again.
Ain't nothing
I can
OT do. Genesis.
Yeah.
You know Offset.
Yeah.
There
Chris Brown. Anybody wants it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Bobby Brown.
Jada
Bobby
Kiss. Brown. Yeah. All the Browns.
Yeah. For sure. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that was the way. Like I said, I was on Cool Kid shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, I was real hard in the bape. I was on Bape hard. Like, see how niggas rock Bape now?
Yeah.
That's how I was rocking Bape in 09. Shout out Travis Scott. Yeah. Putting me on because he like, bro, you should get back on Bape. Get back on Bape. I remember it was like 2009 and I had a Bape shirt on. Some bitches, I mean, some ladies.
Ladies, yep. Yeah.
Some ladies. Can you please beep out all the. Yeah. I respect my beautiful queens. That's white, right. Black, brown, gold, silver. Mm-hmm.
Mothers, no matter. Aunts, right. Whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know what I'm saying? She was like, who rocks Bape? I'm like, girl, you shop at Rainbow. You know what I'm saying? She had the weakest weed. She still had tracks. I'm like, you don't get no sewing. You know what I'm saying? She was tripping. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I like, we always did stuff early. We was always ahead of the curve.
Have you met, you know? Have you met Pharrell? Have you met like Nego? Have you met?
I met Pharrell one time. I never met Nego, but shout out Ian Carter. He had me modeling in Bape.
Wow.
Hell yeah. It was like on like
Bape. Real Bape. We're not, yeah, not the, yeah. Not nah, real like Bape stuff anymore.
He was getting collabs and stuff early.
Yeah.
And he was doing like his little own shoots. So I'm thinking we just outside taking pictures, not going Instagram. I'm on Bape.
Yeah.
I go to Twitter. I'm Bape is posting my stuff. But
Rainbow.
Like the first look was Viper magazine. I don't know if y'all familiar with Viper magazine. Yep. I just put on like a shark head hoodie.
Yeah.
With like a Stussy jacket. And Bape picked it up. So then at the ENC of that, like we did like a whole little shoot for the Undefeated Bape collab. Wow. It was a blue bandana collab. So like blue bandana.
Makes a lot of
Bape.
Sense. Yeah, yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
That was the same day that we recorded and shot Fetty.
Whoa.
Same day.
So now that you've got like recognition at that point, young kids fuck with you, veterans fuck with you, what's the real turning point for you where you're like, yo, I'm hitting on a national level?
I went on tour with Joey Fats. Max 187 didn't even drop. Yeah, huh? It did drop. It dropped. Max 187 was a turning point.
Wow.
But that tour, though, you know, it's cool, man. Look, you can see all the views on YouTube and shit like that. Till you go to another state and perform.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I remember, like,
when they know your words, dropped,
It was like people, like, I remember I did a show, it was 9 people in the crowd. I performed, though. Like, that's even when I tell my artists, like, bro, I don't care how many people in the crowd, go perform.
Well, that's
go
like,
try and win over fans.
That's like it's out by when you saw Schoolboy and Kendrick there and you're like the only person there.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. It was like shit. It was like 100 people in
there. All right. Well, fine. That's like when we saw Wiz up here.
Like we saw Wiz and there were 4 people in the crowd.
Yeah. And we were 2 of them. What? You know? You know, real when you do real numbers, you can sell hard tickets.
Right.
And that's real life.
Yeah. Where were your 9 person shows?
One was Austin. New York, for real? And Bridgeport? Talk about Black Dave and them?
Wearing.
Nah, I'm about to say, because they. Oh, the one in Jersey. Yeah, and we went by all that Bape. Just showed off in front of nobody. it was probably like 15, 20 people went though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I done had some hard shows. Like, I done really went through the mud, bro. Yeah.
Well, what does it feel like to get off the bus or wherever, you know, car or whatever, and to walk into there and you know that it's not going to be a sellout?
Right.
Like, what does that feel like?
Happy because it was during the summer. We was really at war. We were shooting out every day. Every day. Like, we couldn't even go to the mall. Like, the best mall, like the bougiest, most sedious mall in Houston, the Galleria. We fucking the Galleria up, bro.
Yeah.
I probably had the most fights of my life in the Gallo, like out of all malls.
Man.
When was your last fight?
It was long ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, like, are you, like, on a different thing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he tried to fight me. So, that's
well, yeah. Like, what do you, how do you feel now when people try you and you're just like.
People don't try me.
Well, I'm about like, to.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff wants the dance battle. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. People don't try me. Like, if I'm fighting you, it's from the hood. It's from the streets.
Yeah.
Like they real life ops. It wasn't like, no, oh, I see Maxo. Let me try him.
Yeah. Nah. Well, so some things have shifted clearly since you've become like a really well-known professional in the music business. You said that your beef with Mo City is over.
Yeah.
So how did that come to an end?
Man, the main dude I was beefing with, you know what I'm saying? His name is Dre Harrison. His little brother. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's his brother's name? D'Angelo.
He coordinated it?
Nah, he went overseas. He played at St. John's. And like I was a fan of his shit. You know what I'm saying? Just seeing his story, seeing how his brother went to jail. Cause I know it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm beefing with. So I know like the whole story. His brother's really supposed to go to the league. I feel like I'm part of the reason why he didn't. know what I'm saying? Because we were so caught up with, you know what I'm saying, going back and forth, beeping and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, another one of them went to the league, Eric Moreland. He actually just got, like, a ring, you know what I'm saying? Shout out that boy Emo. Like, we got older. My rap shit was picking up. We like, man, that shit pointless, bro. Like, salute. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? We off that. Then it was a different group of them. Like, they was the athletes out they clique. They still had, like, niggas in the streets. So we was more focused on them, not them. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going, any young black man trying to get money, I'm not about to come stop you. That's some hating shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Fuck that
That's
shit.
That's dope.
Especially when I'm, like, when I'm thriving, trying to do my thing. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't throw stones and live in a glass house.
Yeah. Well, do you also look at it now where you're just like, yo, I'm actually worth, like, everything is worth more. Like, my life is worth more. My future is worth more. I got a lot of people who look, you know, to me to lead them.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's a lot more to lose now.
Right.
Where, like, maybe when you're growing up, you're just like, what are the consequences? Who cares?
Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck before.
But now?
I really didn't. Hell yeah, I give a fuck.
Yeah. So another thing that, you know, has changed is your relationship with your dad. And I think more for the positive, right? So how
I mean, like, your album is based around your relationship with him.
So how did that evolve and get to the point now where you're like, I'm cool, like, talking about it? Yo, your people were about to burn down the apartment.
Yeah. God damn it, Daniel.
Well, so how did you evolve to the point now where, like, you can talk about it and actually be about it?
I had to show him. Like, he ain't know. Like, he come from the old school CDs and shit like that. He don't know nothing about streaming.
He doesn't
care about,
nothing
about festivals or nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't see you were verified on Instagram?
Yeah, he like, what the fuck is a verified check on? He don't know shit about that. You know what I'm saying? I really had to show him.
Yeah.
And, like, even when I was, like, I think, like, the first big song was Fetty. I think, like, when Fetty first hit 10 million views. Like, he did 10 million views, like, in 2 months or some shit like that. I'm like, look.
That spoke to him.
He like, what is this, so? You can pay for this. I don't care. You showing me this. Show me a degree. We used to always bump heads and shit like that.
Yeah.
My dad, like, you think I'm disrespectful? That nigga disrespectful. Don't be believing all that shit you seen on the gram. Mm-hmm. Him being cool. Hell nah. That's where I get my temper, all that shit from. His ass. So when you hear me, or you hear me cussing him out, you should hear what the fuck he told me first. Hell yeah.
Yo, by the way, so remember when 50 and Rick Ross were going at it?
Right.
And Rick Ross, there was like a fake Rick Ross who was running around in like a mall cop uniform?
Right.
That's what your dad looks like.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah. There's no question to it. I was just saying that.
So your dad is now like all in on your career and like is all about it?
Hell yeah.
Listens to your music?
Yeah.
Has seen you perform live?
Yeah. He even be sending me stuff like, he see me this one song. He's like, hey, man, this dude biting your flow, man. He biting your flow. I'm like, oh, now you care. You know what I'm saying? He's on his back end, though. I know. You know what I'm saying? I watch him. He's still a hustler, Vanessa.
When your dad went to jail, was he a rapper?
Oh, hell nah. He claimed that he had some shit called gyration. He was about to start. And people been taking his flows, his idea. Man, he capped like casual.
Yeah, well, everyone's capping in jail, right?
No. Hell yeah. Niggas be capping. You go on there, niggas unsold 100 bricks. Like, yeah, man, I had 100 bricks. They was behind me. Ooh. You go on there and he ain't up for like a rape charge or something, or like speeding tickets. Like, no, what? You cap. Cap.
Yeah.
Wait, how did you actually meet Travis?
How did I meet Travis? All right, so after I graduated high school, I had went to TSU, Texas Southern. I went there for like a year. You know what I'm saying? I got the Obama Pell Grant and I just said, fuck school.
Whoa.
Hell yeah, Obama's giving niggas Pell Grants. Yeah, so like,
and healthcare.
What?
Yeah.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I should have graduated healthcare.
Yeah.
But it's cool now. I got money now. But yeah, so I got like 4,000. So look, I'm going to school. I'm like, bro, this college shit lame. I remember like the first day of school, I tried to make a joke because I was a class clown. You feel me? High school.
Not prom king.
I tried that shit in college. They looked at me. And like some lady, she got on my ass. She was like, I'm paying good money for that. We don't need you here disrupting. If you don't want to be here, then leave. I'm like, hold on, I could leave? Like that? I'm like, hold on, you just leave class? I never went back to that class.
Man.
Like I said, when I was passing out CDs, but I went to the financial aid building. I got $4,000. I used that money, invested, started trapping. And then I had like 500 more. I threw into this clothing line called Levita, which is a dude named Ryan Levita Grant. He's from Missouri City.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was also managing Travis and Jason.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I met Travis.
Wow.
Then like, he heard my music. He like, bro, I see you, man. I like your beat type. Woo, woo, the J.R. Ryder beat. Because J.R. Ryder had a beat called, no, had a song called Get Him.
Yeah.
Like, that beat is dope as fuck.
Yeah. Also, Grill Him.
Yeah.
Get Him and Grill Him are J.R. Ryder's two best songs.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like, he like, yeah, bro, I can see you been on some young, big trap, Rick Ross shit. Ooh, I'm looking at this nigga. I'm like, bro, he must be on coke. Like, we came in for the hoes and see some ops. You know what I'm saying? But he kept hitting me up. I'm like, all right, bro, I'm going to go harder. You know what I'm saying? Then he see me on the Jordans and shit. You know, I'm busting some Supreme, Bape 10 Deep.
Yeah.
Acapulco Gold. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that the streetwear shit, hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
I had a shitload of hundreds. I got the shit tatted on me. You feel me? So by this time, skinny jean, cribbing in hundreds of snapbacks.
Yeah.
So he like, yeah, that's cool, but bro, really get on your Babe shit, get on your Supreme shit. So I was on Supreme right earlier than like a lot of people.
He was right. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so shit, that shit always stuck with me.
So if you go to like ComplexCon or something like that, you could just like stunting everybody?
Yeah, but Trinidad James got me though.
Mm.
I seen him.
Yeah.
I walked up to him like, bro, put me on the show. He like, yeah, let me see what you got on. See my feet? He like, oh! I had on the Dernbacher 4, Superman 4s,
yeah,
with the undercover Supreme track jacket.
Damn.
To match it. Like,
damn,
the Galaxy track jacket.
Damn.
Yeah, I killed it.
Who's if you're going to be like real honest with us, who's got you?
Like, who got me in the sneakers?
Yeah.
Yachty.
Oh.
I love Yachty collection.
He's like way out
I
there.
I love his collection. Yeah. Macklemore.
So you need Macklemore.
Macklemore got some kicks, boy. Yeah.
No, but I'm just surprised that he's on your radar like that.
Hell yeah, on the sneaker shit.
Wale? But like, where do you
Wale's see? Some cool. I think I got Wale though.
Yeah.
Wait, where do you see Macklemore, like his collection? You see him on like sneaker closets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that. Marlon Wayne's got a cool collection.
Would you do sneaker shopping?
Hell yeah. I'm doing sneaker shopping.
Is that right?
I'm gonna go spend a bag too.
Wait, do they up here or out west or down south?
I could do it at Stadium Goods here. Yeah. I could do it in LA on Flight Club.
So do you already know?
I really wanna do New York Flight Club because y'all be having some shit.
So do you know what you want already?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you go in there and you're just like,
give me those shoes.
I know
shoes
I'm gonna wear. Yeah. I already know shoes. I'm gonna come in there.
Give me some white on white Air Force Ones.
Nah, hell nah. Stop it. I'm gonna come in there with the Fragment song.
Oh,
I'm talking about real deal sneakerhead. Like, I still got Pink Box SBs. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I still got OG Jordan. Not. I'm not talking about the ones from '99 and 2000. I'm talking about OGs. I can't wear. They gonna crack. Because my brother was 10 years older than me. He had every Jordan when I had every Jordan. And remember, he went to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you got him.
So I still got all them shoes. You feel me?
Were you guys the same size though?
He got crackhead feet. He can fit a 9 or a 12. He don't care. He going to put his feet in whatever. No.
So what has success brought to you now? Peace of mind?
Peace Security. Of mind. Legal money.
Yeah.
And fucking taxes. What the? Where did taxes come from? God, I never paid tax in my life. Yeah, I'm working on them now. Though. I don't want the IRS come get. I ain't trying to go out like Mike Tyson.
Right. No. Yeah.
Fuck that.
And who were some of the people who like you looked up to when you were coming up, who now you're like cool with?
Chuck English.
Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
A$AP Rocky.
Yeah.
Mumby.
Yep.
Jay-Z.
What?
Jay-Z. H-Chitta Izzo.
That's a pretty good one. I mean, I've heard of him. Yeah.
I'm making sure y'all from New York.
Yeah. Right. Would you rock some S-Doc Carters?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, you
said some millionaire shoes, wouldn't you?
You said you used to rock fake Gucci.
I like this one. I did.
Yo.
Wait, so how did that happen?
How did what?
Jay-Z happen? Yeah, how did fake Gucci happen?
I'm going to go to fake Gucci then, Jay-Z.
Okay.
So my mama used to sell fake purses.
Mm-hmm.
She even hit me up like, yeah, if you go to Canal Street and see some good looking ones, grabs. I'm like, mama, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's how I used to do it. And then it was a nigga in my neighborhood named Hollywood. He had Spreewell rims that he used to spin. He used to sell all the fake Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he used to have material. So I had, like, Burberry, Jordan throwbacks, Mitchell Ness throwbacks, Burberry forces, Gucci forces. I had Gucci Bread 11s. How about that?
Wow.
They're the fakest shit ever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And then Hov, you know what I'm saying? Hov reached out to my other manager, Daniel, over there. You know what I'm saying? He reached out to him, Dan, for Houston. You know what I'm saying? And then he reached out to Mike Dean, saying, yo, what's up with Maxo? I fuck with Maxo. You know what I'm saying? And I reached back out.
That's a good phone
saying
call.
Saying what?
saying, shit, come on, nigga. Let's do this. I'm trying to get a billion, too. Yeah. Show me the way.
Yeah.
Would you sit down with Jay-Z for free, or would you get like $100,000? Those are the two options. You can either get $100,000 or you can sit down to dinner with Jay-Z.
I'm going to free, because a free game is, what the hell is $100K?
Yeah.
I go to the bank and pull out $100K.
Yeah.
But that knowledge I could get from Big Bro.
Yeah.
Now you can turn that 100K to 100 M's.
Well, that's like the ideal situation, right? But what if Jay is just like, you know, man, this pasta's good. Like, I like my burgers well done. Like, then, what if he's like talking about that?
Well, then I'm like, you know what, hoe? I love you. You know what I'm saying? Cool, but let me take this $50,000. Let me go ahead halfway. Give me half. Come on, let's win a deal. Let's negotiate. Yeah,
give me some.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
At least let me leave with a 10 piece. God damn, man.
So, all right, new album.
Right.
What's it called?
It's called Brandon Banks.
And it's the entirety of your relationship with your dad, right?
Pretty much. Well, I'm a junior, so he is me.
And you were him.
And he is I.
Yeah.
I am him.
Yeah.
But you didn't go by Brandon Banks as a kid.
Hell no.
Yeah.
My little brother named Brandon. That's his nickname. But dude, his nickname Brandon. You know what I'm saying? I guess that came from my dad's name.
Mm-hmm.
But now I went by E-Max or Pumpkin or Maxo.
Yeah. And who's the person who was affected, you think, the most by hearing this album beforehand? Like, your mom hear it? You got any, like, your brothers hear
probably
it?
Probably my dad.
Yeah.
Because they been jamming all my music.
Yeah.
My dad, he just not getting on the boat. He's like, oh, you successful? Hey, I knew you was going to make it the whole time, son. All that me saying you're not going to make it. I just want you to go to school, man.
Well, did he get a heads up that this project was going to be based around your guys' relationship?
Hell yeah. He was in the studio with me.
Mm.
Oh, my God. He thought he was running something. That nigga in there trying to tell me how to do verses. I'm like, dude, I'm a professional rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, James Harden is a professional basketball player.
Yeah.
Chris Paul. Chris Paul, yeah. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Chris who?
Yeah.
Chris Brown.
Was your dad cool with being in the Instagram videos?
Hell yeah, he love it. This is third Instagram. He done made, he love the clout. And he just swear to God, I ain't going to put him by hey, Toby. And with the Amir Dom shoot. He swear to God, Amir Dom writes him. So I'm suing him with $2.5 million. I know he a damn lock. I done wrote her like, yo, you write him? Shit like that. But, yeah, he love it. He like the attention. Mm-hmm. Like, shit, he was that nigga too, though. Like, growing up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all like the flashy, flexing, stunning, the ice. I get that from my daddy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, man. Listen, Maxo, we appreciate you coming through. Congratulations on your whole journey, your whole story. We appreciate you telling some real stories and some stories about fake Jays, you know?
And now we're going to be
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Yo, thanks so much for coming through.
So.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste Time with It's The Real Jeff. People want to find out more about us. I'm Eric with the curly hair. You're Jeff with the glasses. Together, we are It's The Real, no apostrophe, no spaces. If people want to find out more about this very podcast, it's called A Waste of Time with It's The Real Jeff. If people want to find out more about what's going on with us, where can they go?
You can always go to itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com. Buy up a mug, sign up for our newsletter, pop a t-shirt, find out everything that we're up to at itsthereal.com. If you want to listen to any of our old episodes or our new ones, you can sign up on any streaming platform. Subscribe, rate, all that stuff is very helpful to us as an independent duo that we are. And you can also find us on social media. Twitter at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real, Instagram at It's The Real.
Jeff?
Yes.
Guess what I did yesterday?
You signed up for our podcast. You finally subscribed.
I left Facebook officially.
Wow.
I said, thanks, downloaded my stuff, and said, see ya. So,
all your pictures gone.
No, I have all my pictures. Again, you download everything.
But how does it download? Does it come as like a file?
Yeah, it's individually ranked. I can show you. It sends me everything. It sends me every single thing that I've done if I want it.
I would not want all the things that I've done.
It's like
I would not want, hey, you left this message on someone's wall.
Yes, it's all of that.
I don't want that.
It's all of that. I have that just in case.
Yeah.
And
all I want is like
and it's gone.
The pictures I look good in.
It's gone.
I don't
I'm
want
done.
The pictures I don't look good
it's
in.
It's over. Have fun on Facebook.
I don't want
anybody who's on Facebook out there.
Friends I've made,
enjoy.
Yeah.
Jeff, now's the time where we shout people out for supporting your boys. It's The Real. We appreciate you, whether you're telling friends and family, whether you are subscribing, rating, and commenting. Whether you are buying something, we find different reasons to shout you out. This is the time to do it. So, Jeff, who are you shouting?
I want to shout out someone who did none of the things that you just listed.
Mark Zuckerberg.
I want to shout out Juju. Juju, who ran up on me in Midtown.
Juju, the former girlfriend
to Cameron. Nope, this is a man.
Okay.
He's a man who...
Named Juju.
Named Juju. He's from Queens.
J-E-W?
I don't think that he's Jewish. Something tells me, based off of his background, he's not Jewish.
Did you ask?
No.
Okay.
I made an assumption.
Okay, he ran up to you and said...
He said, one, he thought we lived in L.A. He's happy that we don't.
I guess we do spend a lot of time.
Yeah, he thought we moved out there. He said that he's from Queens.
All right.
He lives in New Jersey. He's got a family. And he said that he wants to come on his show. He just needs to make the show first. So, shout out to Juju.
Wow.
Who's not Cameron's ex-girlfriend. All right. Who is, in fact, he was wearing what looked like construction gear. So, I guess it's an construction worker.
Or maybe that's just the style.
Yeah.
Jeff, speaking of style, I want to shout out somebody who left a comment for us on Twitter. Zoe Veranda. Shout out to Zoe, who said, I'm wearing my It's the Real Rough Riders tee today, and every time I wear it, I get compliments with the goat emoji. So, I don't know if Zoe is the goat, or we're the goat,
or the Rough Riders logo is the goat.
Well, to all you out there, you're all the greatest. We appreciate you, whatever you're doing, but especially if you're doing it. And it's the real Rough Riders tee. As always, guys, now for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
See you guys next week. Right.